Basalt joined forces with Aspen, Snowmass, and Pitkin County this week. They're all hiring an attorney to negotiate what are called franchise agreements with Comcast. Cable companies get TV to their customers using town and county infrastructure. The lawyer will bargain what the governments get in return. As Phyllis Matisse found out, you want a specialized attorney to negotiate franchise agreements because you sit down, you skim through all the documents.
And it's pretty dry reading.
She's Pitkin County's assistant manager. She attended Basalt's town council meeting on Tuesday to see if they wanted in on hiring Denver-based lawyer Ken Fellman. He specializes in franchise negotiation.
Hiring one attorney, one consultant attorney to negotiate on all of our behalfs is just a cost-effective way to do it.
Cable companies basically rent public property when they bury cable on the sides of roads. And to be clear, we're only talking about cable TV, not the internet or cell phones or landlines. Towns and counties routinely renegotiate what the cable company's rent should cost. And the rent comes in the form of two fees. The franchise fee is just a percentage the local governments get of the cable company's gross revenue in their jurisdiction. It's capped at 5%. Then there are peg fees. The cable company gives the town X amount of money per subscriber per month. And with that money, the towns, counties buy things like
the microphones, the server boxes that maybe make broadcasting possible.
The attorney, Ken Fellman, will help them negotiate things like this. But it's much more than that.
There's strength in numbers.
That's Fellman.
If you have more communities sitting at the table saying, we're aligned and here's the deal that we want to work out, you have a stronger voice.
And a stronger voice means more money and more perks. Pitkin County is soon to be moving into a new building, which will need new equipment. The negotiations are also a chance to compare notes. For example, Pitkin County has been getting 50 cents per subscriber per month for their peg fee. Basalt was only getting 25 cents. Matisse thinks the deal will be inked by the middle of next year.
That agreement will go on for 7 to 10 years, and we'll see where TV is in 7 to 10 years.
Cable TV is seeing a lot of disruption. For communities like Aspen, Snowmass, Basalt, and Pitkin County, Fellman says,
I might be wrong about this, but it may be the last cable franchise that they negotiate.
Even if it is, there's a chance they'll all get a better deal than before and at a relatively low cost. Fellman's bill won't exceed $20,000 and will be divided four ways. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.